We want to remind everybody that they can join us most weeks here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in beautiful downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, you can always go to WBEZ.org, or you can check out our website, waitwait.npr.org. Okay, panel, time for you to answer some questions. Jesse, the special relationship between Britain and the U.S. is apparently as strong as it's ever been, maybe even stronger. According to Prime Minister David Cameron, at one point during his visit to the U.S. last week, President Obama did what?
Gave him, like, an awesome high five.
No.
Okay. Fist bumped him.
What happened? It was much more caring than that. Fatherly, even.
Fatherly.
Almost motherly, really.
Yelled at him?
Jesse.
We're learning so much about you.
We really are.
I will not let him hurt you. I will not.
Apparently, Mr. Cameron had a hard time getting to sleep.
Oh, he gave him an Ambien? Or Xanax? I swear to God, I came in here meaning to just be normal today. What happened?
Well, you know.
Lullaby?
Yes.
Seriously?
Well, close enough.
That's so much stupider than everything I said.
What he did was Mr. Obama tucked Mr. Cameron into bed, according to Mr. Cameron.
What?
Really?
This is true. With all that's going on in the world, the conflict, the global financial crisis, it is reassuring to know that the British Prime Minister remains as emasculated as ever. Mr. Cameron had a busy visit with the president last week. First, they had a cookout at the White House, and then they went to see a basketball game. So, of course, little David was getting a little overtired at the end of the day. So, on the way back on Air Force One, Obama encouraged Mr. Cameron to use his flying bedroom and take a nap. According to Cameron, the president told staffers, quote, "Don't worry, the British Prime Minister is fine. I've just tucked him up in bed," unquote. What Mr. Cameron didn't say is that Obama also read him some bedtime stories like Good Night, British Empire, and a wonderful picture book about the modern financial crisis, Everybody Defaults.
And so, oh, okay, so, wow, that's just really,
yeah.
That's, gosh. You can't do that to Angela Merkel.
Well, Angela Merkel, you can't touch Angela
Merkel. You can't even give her a back massage.
No, I know.